Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Have you heard about transformative care and what that means? And I'm going to chat with our friends at Chewy about what they're doing that's transforming the landscape in our profession of veterinary medicine. And joining us is the president of Chewy, Mita Malhotra, and the chief medical officer of Chewy, Dr. Ben Carter. How are you, my friends?
Hi, Dr. Adam. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So excited to talk about what we're doing in the space.
Yeah, to the listeners, I think you'll be really wowed if you haven't heard about what they've been doing, since it's awesome up about veterinary medicines called progress and innovation. So let's learn more about it. And a little bit of background about our wonderful guests here today. We have Mita Malhotra, who is the president of Chewy Health, where she is passionate about pet health and driving long-term growth for Chewy via product innovation, technology, and a laser focus on customer and veterinarian experience. Mita joined Chewy in 2018 to build Chewy Pharmacy. The brand has since experienced transformative growth by delivering innovative solutions that empower pet parents and veterinary partners to better care for pets in real time, regardless of their locations or proximity to resources. Also joining us is the Dr. Benjamin Carter, who is the Chief Medical Officer for Chewy Vet Care. He's a seasoned veterinarian who has spent the last decade focused on transforming the pet healthcare industry for the better. At Chewy Vet Care, he leads the team devoted to delivering personalized, patient-centered medicine with the latest technology for the benefit of pets, pet parents, and practitioners at Chewy Vet Care locations across the United States. Welcome, friends. Okay, so let's chat about this. So, you know, Mita, my question's for you. Let's start with, you know, what Chewy's doing, where they're entering the veterinary space at a very interesting time for the industry. With millennials and Gen Zers emerging as the primary pet parent, it certainly has become more important than ever for practices to integrate customer service and digital services into their design philosophy. So how is Chewy Vet Care meeting the needs of today's pet parents?
You know, Dr. Adam, Chewy was built on the premise of offering, you know, the convenience of e-commerce with the personalized service you expect at a neighborhood pet store. And that is the same magic that you will find at our practices. You mentioned millennials and Gen Zs are the highest, you know, millennials and Gen Zs. They are the highest pet owning generation in the US now, representing about 46% of total pet owners. That's a massive number. Yeah. And we wanted to make sure that our practices meet and quite frankly exceed the needs of these customers. So, you know, the next logical question is what are their needs? What is important to them? We think it's four things. The first one, access to care. Second, high quality care. Third, convenience. And then fourth, the overall experience. And across all of these four dimensions, we've been very thoughtful about how we've created these practices. So let's talk about these one by one. Let's talk about access to care. What it really practically means is I should be able to easily get care and reach someone in the time when I need it most. So we've made it very easy for customers to book appointments through the app. We see walk-ins. And when our practice is closed, we rely on Chewy, which is never closed. We have a team of licensed technicians who are available 24/7 to answer any question that might come up post-visit. If you know they know when to refer you to an ER, they know if it's an urgent appointment, they can book you one early next day, right? So basically, our premise is that we want to be available for our customers wherever they want, physical or digital, and whenever they want, any time of day, right? So we're 24/7 in that, from that capacity, right? So access to care, super important. The second one I mentioned was high quality care. So high quality care, again, we believe has two dimensions. One is, you know, absolutely you need the excellent care team. So that is, you know, a no-brainer. We absolutely need that. But I think the other aspect is, you know, we're dealing with customers today is, again, millennials and Gen Zs. They're hyper aware. They have an opinion on their pet's care. They don't want to be told what to do, you know, one way. They want to be part of this care journey. And I think that is very, very important. They want the education. So to enable this, what we've done is if you walk into our clinic, you walk into our exam rooms, we have these giant touch screens, which effectively our care team uses to explain to pet parents and customers every aspect of, you know, the diagnosis that's happening. So what is the diagnosis? What are the test results? We can show them images of, you know, this is maybe graphic, but like heartworms, sometimes, you know, the fleas, broken bones, et cetera. And, you know, all of those things basically allow you to be part of the journey. They're educated, they believe like they're part of the care and the conversation, and then also allows them to say yes to many, a lot of the care that we're delivering. So I think helps, not only them, but I think also good outcomes for pets as well. So we love that. I mentioned convenience, that's the third one. Again, what does that practically mean? It just means make my visit and my post-visit experience very simple. And we're doing that in a few ways, right? One, everything I just mentioned, our care team discusses with you in that exam room, is immediately available at before you walk out of the clinic on your Chewy app. So all of your discharge notes, diagnosis history, test results, vaccine records, any scripts that we're going to give you, et cetera, all of that, invoices seamlessly integrated into your app, all in one place, always at your fingertips. You don't have to go rummage through your email to find any of that information. And it's just different. Like nobody, people don't, that's not commonly, available today. So people love that. Anything you need. So, we will likely prescribe you some medicine. Maybe there's some, you talk to the vet about nutrition, there's some food or supplements you need. We don't have to carry all of that in the clinic. We have Chewy. So deliver to you next day at your house. And then we set you up on autoship and deliver it at regular cadence. So again, super convenient, right? So you don't have to really worry about when do I need to go back in, et cetera. So like basically take the thinking away from me. You think for me as my medical team. So we're doing that. And then finally, I think the other component of care convenience is our facility is designed in the manner where we can bring specialists in. Customers, when they establish care with a veterinarian, with a practice, that is who becomes their trusted person. So it's very hard for them to be like, well, now for a specialty thing, I need to kind of leave and go away. So if there was a way for us to bring the specialist into our own four walls, have the continuity of care for the pet parent, that they value as well. So we're trying to kind of do that also is when specialists can come in and they can just practice with us, right? So that's the convenience dimension in our opinion also. And then finally, the overall experience, right? I started by saying we want to be personalized. We are Chewy. And the entire experience within our clinics is super personalized from the moment you walk in the door, right? The concierge at the front desk will greet you by name. They will say, hello, Dr. Adam. Welcome, Capone. They know you, right? If you're a Chewy customer, we have 20 million of them. We know a lot about you and we know a lot about your pets. We know what treats you like. We know, just generally, we know many things about you. And we basically incorporated all of that within the care team experience. So when you walk in, it feels very personalized to you. We take a picture of your pet as soon as you walk in. That picture, then, when you walk into the exam room, outside of the exam room, it will say, welcome, Capone. As you walk inside the exam room, the digital care screens will also say, Capone, and they will have all of the information about him and with him. So it basically feels like the customer that the entire experience is designed for them and not something that, it's like, hey, I just walk into some, a place and they kind of know me, they kind of don't, right? We know you. And I think that is what we want to deliver and this establishes trust in that manner. So that's how we're building these. And we're super excited to be a part of this and to building this for our customers.
I love that. Obviously, customizable care is where it's at. I mean, I just think about when I go to Disney, for instance, they already have my information on the screen. They even know what, bath items that I like already. And just those little things like you're talking about, it makes that experience that much more special, let alone what that does for our pets. I think that's fantastic. And Dr. Ben, in your perspective now, this is awesome. So it must be a great time to be there at Chewy. So where is Chewy Vet Care currently located, and how do you pick your initial launch markets?
Yeah, so it is an exciting time to be here. And currently, we have opened six hospitals. We are open in South Florida with two hospitals, Atlanta with two, and Denver, Colorado with two. And shortly, we'll be moving into Texas. So, how do we pick our locations? This is something that we spend a lot of time looking at, and a lot of it is based on demographics and need. Mita, I believe that you guys have gone through a very large research endeavor here to pick the very best places for us to go into to serve our pets and our clients in the best ways. So where did we decide on that?
Sorry, say again, Ben.
Yeah, so how do we choose exactly where we're going into our
Yeah.
local markets?
So, Dr. Adam, I think, we have the here's what how are we thinking about clinics? Let me address that and then I'll get specific to the local markets as well. So the way we're thinking about our practices is we're really thinking about them as proof of concepts, right? And the concepts that we want to prove out are across three dimensions. One is, are we delivering on the right care experience for pet parents, right? So when they come in, are they basically getting what they need? Do they walk out saying, this is where I want to establish care and I love it, right? That's one. Second is, are we delivering on our promise to our care teams and our veterinarians, right? So we've designed an employee value prop that we want to be the employer of choice for every care team member out there, whether it's veterinarians, paraprofessionals. We want to measure that, right? So again, with proof of concept, we want to see, are veterinarians and our care teams and paraprofessionals finding that we are the employer of choice, and are we able to deliver to that commitment? And then the third is financial, right? So all these three components are super important to us. So we took this and said, okay, if these are the three dimensions that are important and we're going to measure our success based on these, what will give us the best chance of succeeding, and what should be the location strategy matching this? So we basically said, we should go position ourselves in areas that have high Chewy customer density, where people know us, right? So that does two things. A, they know us, so it drives them in. So yes, so we get customers, amazing. We can measure how happy they are, awesome. But also B, these customers know and love Chewy, and they know and love Chewy for, you know, dimensions of customer care, the dimensions of experience. So when they walk in the door, they will have high expectations, right? They're already walking in with, I know Chewy, you are Chewy, you know, deliver me this. So are we actually able to meet that need and kind of basically, you know, achieve that bar? So that is how we basically pick locations. Let's get closest to our customers. You know, it'll help us hone our value proposition. It'll help us, it'll test our experience as well. And then, you know, once we have that, then we can talk about continued expansion. But that's kind of how we thought about initial location strategy as well. That was one. I think second is just also experimenting with some formats, right? So if you look at where we're located, our two sites in Florida are typically suburban. I think Atlanta are, you know, some are suburban. We will probably have like a dense urban. So just kind of looking at where, how else can our value proposition resonate? You know, where are our customer millennials and Gen Zs? Where are they living? Which kind of audience do we attract? Like that was the second dimension.
It's fantastic. And it'd be interesting to see what it looks like a year from now, what you're seeing in terms of success and everything. So it's fantastic. And so Dr. Ben, from the operation side, tell me more about Chewy Vet Care, its unique design, and, you know, some of the types of services that you're currently providing or will be providing.
Yeah, absolutely. So these practices, they're beautiful. They've taken so many different dimensions into play, and we've come up with something that is a place that I would be proud to work at. And I know that our current team members are as well. They're hospitals that have been based with a warm, embracing hug, kind of following the C in our Chewy logo. And what they do is, the moment that you walk through the doors, it brings a sense of calm and peace, because we all know that visiting a vet, it's generally a very stressful experience for both pet parent and patient. So we've looked at every single way to make that more calming. So from our floors that have textures in them, to our color palette that is more soothing for our clients walking in, to having no fluorescent lighting that creates a high frequency that our dogs and cats can hear. We've taken all of those things into account. In our waiting areas, we've got complimentary treat stations to try and make this more of a fear-free environment for our patients. And we've got areas for the waiting room that have higher benches to decrease the line of sight between each patient. So again, trying to decrease the stress there. Our exam rooms, they're spacious. They have the same color palettes, that's warm and welcoming. And we have that included technology in the rooms. So those care screens, I think, are amazing, and they tailor to all of our clients. Everything is personalized. So we take pictures of all of our patients as soon as they walk through the door, and we put those up in both the care screen and on the little monitor that informs you that, hey, exam room 2 is your room, and you see the picture of your pet there. So you have that warm, that invitation, and knowing that we care specifically about you and your pet. And I think that that's something that sometimes we lose in veterinary medicine, is that we have an individual patient, we have an individual client, and we need to go back to doing that. Just as when you call Chewy to talk about an order, it's not just, you're not just a number. You're an actual human being with a pet, or in our case, a patient that needs our care. You're coming to us, you're calling us for a reason. And that's something that we have brought back to veterinary medicine. In the back of the house, we've got technology that brings everything to our fingertips as clinicians and for our paraprofessional team. We can pull up medical records. We have telemetry to help monitor our patients before, during, and after surgery. So on an iPad, if I'm scrubbing and I've got a higher risk patient on the surgery table. I've got that iPad there with their SpO2, their EKG, their temperature, everything that I need to make a call over to my technician who's monitoring that anesthesia. So we've thought about how patient care should be included in that design. We've also thought about how veterinary care and the information that we have, how that should be displayed and presented. We have whiteboards that are digital throughout the practice to actually showcase who's in the practice, where are they at in their treatment realm, and what are the next steps in their patient care. With the inclusion of our software with Rhapsody, our PIMS, we have that ability to seamlessly deliver that prescription right to their Chewy.com account to allow for that continuity of care that we all strive for in veterinary medicine. We know that we might send a patient home with 30 days of meds, and we want them to be on those medications until their recheck, which might be 6 months later. By being able to promote that script through our Chewy.com account and get that on auto ship for that client, for them to be able to set it and forget it. That to me is such an amazing tool as a practitioner, but also as a pet parent. And that's where I think that some of this technology forward really helps with the Gen Zs and the millennials. Think about it. I'm a millennial, right? I love the fact that for my own pets, I can just go online, I can press auto ship. And by having that guided by the veterinarian who I trust to take care of my pets, to me, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. Actually, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the veterinarian and the paraprofessional staff. It's a win for the patient, and it's a win for the client. So all that's gone into the thought process of Chewy Vet Care, our design of the practice, but then also our design in the flow of how we treat each individual patient.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I love that because, yeah, clients, pet parents want that more than ever these days, that customizable care. And just like everyone's busy, you know. So the fact that, you know, you're just kind of taking away some of those extra stressors that are out there is really streamlining the process and increasing, I'm sure, adherence and compliance, which is great.
Absolutely. And that adherence and compliance, that's partially because people are treated as an individual. We have a standard of care, and there's no cookie cutter medicine. Patients are treated on an individual basis. And so are the clients. We take the time to hear out their thought process. Our appointments are structured so that we gain a lot of information on the intake that allows the doctors to see that immediately through our PIM system. And with our offsite team that manages a lot of our appointment scheduling and everything else, they get that previous medical history for us, and we have it. So it's not that scramble to get everything looked through and information put into the computer system as soon as the client walks through the door. That's already been done. Our doctors have had the time to review those medical records and then make the proper recommendations, again, tailored to that specific pet.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure the listeners are curious, Dr. Ben, is how can veterinary professionals learn more about any career opportunities with Chewy Vet Care? Is there a process to apply? What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a robust onboarding page with our talent team and all of our job descriptions posted there. We really welcome any vet professional to come and check us out. We're an open book. And one of the things that really drew me to Chewy is that our team here, we have a different type of a leadership team. These are folks that want to learn about the veterinary industry. These are folks that have brought in seasoned practitioners like myself and the other doctors that we have here on the team. And they take the feedback to how do we make this veterinary friendly, how to make this the best place to work. So our EVP, our value proposition to our employees here, it's something that I took to heart. Having been in the industry for 21 years as a practicing doctor for 11 of those years, I've lived it, I've breathed it, right? I know what creates burnout, I know what creates satisfaction, and then everything in between. And that's why we have set a 4-day work schedule for our doctors and our paraprofessional staff. That's why we've gone to a staffing ratio that's a minimum of 2.5 paraprofessionals to each doctor. We know that we want our doctors to be able to delegate to our paraprofessionals so that they can then work to the highest level of their degree and their capabilities. These are all things that help out with job satisfaction. Going back to the design of our practices, we've invested in spaces for our team members. How often do you walk into a practice and every nook and cranny is packed with supplies or cages or something like that? We have these beautiful rooms with TV monitors, with sinks and refrigerators and microwaves, just the easy creature comforts that we oftentimes forget about as we design these facilities. We have wellness rooms for people to go in and just take a break. We know how stressful this is. I mentioned that for our pet parents and for our patients, but also for us as practitioners, right? We go from that euthanasia to that puppy visit. Sometimes we just need, a 5-minute break and a breather. And those are things that, again, we're thinking about, because we want this to be a place that pets, pet parents, and professionals all want to come to work. That's what we're creating. That's what I've envisioned. And I've burned myself out. I've done that, working 7 days a week, taking my own ER and everything else. So as Mita mentioned before, we're here 24/7, because a lot of times people call in at midnight or 1 a.m. Oh my gosh, my dog is doing X, Y, or Z. And they're like, do I need to go to an ER? A lot of times the answer is no. We can book you at 9 o'clock the next morning because we have a slot available that's held for those middle of the night emergencies. We want you to come and see us. We want you to come back to your familiar setting and work with the care team that has been taking care of your pet all the way through. So all these things together, I think, will make Chewy Vet Care an amazing place for our professionals and paraprofessionals alike. It's a welcoming environment, and we have these operating principles that Chewy's run by. And it's build high-performing teams. And also, one that I love is debate openly, commit fully. Mita and I, we do that a lot. Right? When she comes up with an idea, or I've got a process that I want to instill, and we talk about it and we bring up contrary points. And then together, what emerges is something better. And I think that's what's been done for our veterinary professionals, is as we sat there to see what can we do to make this better for them. We've taken a stance of my opinion of what I've seen in actual practice, with Mita's opinion, with her years of industry service. And we've come up with something that's absolutely incredible for our teammates.
Fantastic. Well said, my friend. Well said. Good job. So I'm curious to know, Mita, I always ask you this when I have you on the podcast. I would love to know, any initiatives. You filled me in on several initiatives from Chewy Health that supports the broader veterinary community. But is there anything new to share on the forefront?
Yeah, I love this question. And, this is such an area for us, Dr. Adam, and we're absolutely doubling down. I think there's two notable ones since we last chatted that I would like to mention. I think one is around investing in the future of veterinary medicine via education and investing, in the next generation of veterinarians. So we have a partnership with AAVMC, where we effectively are giving scholarships to 15 students, third year students in veterinary medicine. And then it's $20,000 a student. We've picked our first cohort of 15, and we're super excited. They're coming down to Florida to our headquarters at the end of July, and we get to see them. We get to celebrate them. We're going to make it, an immersive, very fun experience. They will come visit one of our practices. They will learn a bit what Chewy is. But that is that's my excitement part talking. But then what do they get out of this, outside of the $20,000? So, we really have thought through how can we, give the students what they need? How can we give them support outside of just dollars and scholarships, right? Because a lot of people were doing dollars and scholarships. So we sat down and really understood the need states from various different kind of factions within the industry. What we found was dollars are helpful, yes. So great, goes towards debt relief. But what students really need is a community. What they really need is leadership kind of coming out of it, right? Because when you come out of veterinary school, immediately you're out in the wild, out in the world with you're looking around and there's no one suddenly. So how can we actually bridge that? So we've partnered with Mentor Vet, and what we're doing is as soon as you become part of this cohort, so these 15 students that we've picked, we call it the Chewy Veterinary Leaders Program. So when you're part of this cohort, they have monthly mentoring chat sessions with a veterinarian from Mentor Vet, and that veterinarian and that cohort of people, that's your community. Right. So you have the option to come and meet monthly. You can talk about career opportunities. You can ask questions. You can talk about curriculum, whatever you want to talk about, Right. And that's available to you throughout the course that's remaining. And then as you graduate, we then enroll you in Mentor Vet, their LEAP program, which is for early stage veterinarians. And you get the same kind of continuity within your same cohort that you had, that you were within when you were studying. And that continues for another 1 year. Right. So they're doing that. And then we're supplementing with, we're here. We have a small footprint today. You can come do externships with us. So really sort of putting all of our arms around these students such that when they come out, they feel a lot more supported and, are kind of future leaders from our perspective as well. So that is how we're thinking about, the AAVMC program. Super excited about that. I think another notable one is our recent partnership with ACVIM. So we again have partnered with them and MentorVet to create a program called MentorVet Lead, and that is for the ACVIM diplomates. You know, and how again similar concept of basically funding scholarships, so they can participate in this program, and then effectively it gives them peer support, networking, a community to talk to, et cetera. And we've sponsored 30 scholarships from there as well. So, you know, overall, if I measure our impact, MentorVet alone, we've basically put 160 people, 160 scholarships already through MentorVet this year, and we're just getting started. So these programs are new to us. And when I say doubling down, our goal is to continue building not only these, but other dimensions within the industry as well. So, you know, we'll just continue building from here, but, you know, super excited that at least 160 people have already utilized our, you know, our programs, and then we just continue building.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations on doing that. That's what we definitely need in this profession. So excellent. Well, this has been fantastic. And, you know, one last time, Dr. Carter, where can listeners go if they're interested in learning more about career opportunities with Chewy Vet Care?
Right. They can just go on to Chewy.com, and we've got a beautiful page right there for active job postings. They can go to Chewy.com/ChewyVetCare, and they can go down at the bottom of the page and look at our links to find out more about what we have to offer here. And they're also welcome to reach out to us. I welcome that. I welcome our veterinary professionals and paraprofessionals alike to sit down and chat. I think the flow of information from somebody in the biz to another person is vital. And that's transparency for those in the community and the same for our pet parents. So we're always willing to talk and welcome it.
And
Excellent.
Dr. Adam, Ben and I have open LinkedIn profiles. So, you know, if it's hard to find the page on Chewy, you can always LinkedIn Dr. Carter or LinkedIn me, and we will absolutely get back to you. And yeah, we're very happy to tell our story and really welcome anybody who wants to come join our company and kind of join our mission.
Great. Always active to engage and build something better for veterinary medicine, for Chewy, for our pet patients, for our pet parents, and our veterinary professionals alike.
Meta Malhotra, Dr. Benjamin Carter, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to Chewy for all the great work that they're doing for our profession.
Thank
Thank
you for
you.
having us, Dr. Adam.
You're welcome. And to the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to rate this podcast as we continue to grow, and we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.